All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's refocus. First of all, Odyssey.com rewind if you missed anything. Carlton Davis, and here's the thing. The other free agent signings are kind of lost in the shuffle. So here's the headline. It's fine enough. Carlton Davis is a nice player. I'm disappointed. I don't think that... Now, let me repeat for the people in the back. I'm not mad. I'm not ripping it. I'm not negative about it. And I've presented some reasons why I think Carlton Davis is not in Tampa Bay anymore. His play has declined over the last 3 years. He has missed 16 games the last 3 years. At least four each year. And I like to look at both sides of roster moves, where if I'm Tampa Bay and Carlton Davis is as good as people here want him to be, then why wouldn't you just extend him, turn his cap number into next to zero, and keep him? And instead, they made him the casualty of paying others. You have to ask those questions. Now, I think he's fine. He's good. Is he an upgrade from Sutton? Yes. I just don't think it's seismic. Now, on the heels of what went down last night, look, I'm not going to do this impassioned thing for Christian Wilkins, because I never thought that that was going to be the move. He's older, right, than Brian Burns. He's not that pure pass rusher. He's an inside guy. He's versatile. He can move around. He can be disruptive. He's a great locker room leader. But the Brian Burns thing was the one that kind of irked me, where I went, wait a minute. Brian Burns just got given away to the New York Giants. And the Giants paid him. I mean, it's $150 mil over 5 years. I mean, that's the going rate if you're going to be an elite pass rusher, an edge, a complete player. I want to know from Lions fans, basically 23 hours after this all went down when I got off the air with Stoney. What is the one word emotion or one word adjective you would use to the Lions' first 36 hours in free agency? I don't need a grade. Pick a word. Are you happy? Hell, pick two words. Mission accomplished. Are you disappointed? Are you confused? Are you patient? I would like to know the emotional state, because again, Rico, I will say it again. I like Carlton Davis. But if he's a surefire CB1, high-end CB1, Tampa would simply give him two more years, restructure deal, keep him around. I think they had reasons to move on. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be productive here, but I'm not turning him into Deion Sanders.
I guess mine would be underwhelmed.
Oh, that's a better word. Okay, you win.
Expected more.
That's two.
I expected more. Like
I hoped for more, and I feared.
You promised me a steak dinner, but it was a Salisbury steak. Not quite the same. But it fit the category.
Yeah.
We ate. Well,
and again, think about it. Look, I'm not going to sit here and get upset about spending $4.5 million on a nickel corner, the kid from the Raiders. Fine.
Yeah, I just saw that it's a 1 year deal.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it. But it's more of what they tried last year. Now, you can't predict injuries. I know the best laid plans. Who knows how it would have looked if Mosley didn't blow his knee out.
Okay, but you can't predict injuries, but you could also see when someone's injury prone.
Correct.
And if you keep bringing them in there, I mean, It's one of the reasons why Michael Penix is falling in the draft. Why his injury history over the career.
Well, and I'll give you another example. So you spent what? What did Davenport get, David?
Let me look at it.
Just as a rough figure. Is it $5 million?
Make sure you get the figure
around
right.
There, yeah. But
my point is, for you spent, like, call it $25 million on these three. I'd rather spend $30 on Brian Burns. I'd rather spend $22 on Legarius Sneed. I was looking for difference makers.
Yeah, $6.5 million.
So 6.5 plus 15 is 21.5 plus the 4.75. So call $26 million on these three. I'd rather have Brian Burns for 30.
And here's why I think last year it was acceptable, because you didn't make the playoffs. You were up and coming, and we didn't know if you could sustain this type of winning. And I think you had players who were going to take some chances because we're not established yet. You established yourself this year. So now you bring in a better caliber of players because you are a better team.
Yeah.
And you didn't do that. You still have that poverty type thinking that doesn't win you Super Bowls.
And again, Carlton Davis being the headliner, here's the good. Does he always line up against the other team's number one? Yeah, usually. He lined up some in the slot, but very, very rarely. He's an outside corner. Okay. Rangy. Good length. These are all good things. Here's your problems with Carlton Davis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's played a lot more zone than man. Now, when he played man, he was good. He's going to need to be, because that's, I think, ideally what the Lions want. The other problems are, I pointed out the injuries. I pointed out, here's the other thing. You can talk to people in the league and you can just look at basic scouting. He's not an elite athlete. He wasn't coming out of Auburn. You know, this is a mid 4.5 40 guy. He's a technician. He's very good at his job of coverage, but he's not an elite athlete. So you look at these things and you go, all right, if the deal's going to make sense, I got to pay him. No, I don't think it's going to be anything outrageous, but is he a $10 million a year guy for the next couple of years? Probably. Otherwise, it's a rental. So it's a little up and down for me. Is it an improvement? Yes. It's not the quantum leap that I think you and I hope for. And I do think, all jokes aside, I think there's a big portion of this fan base that's afraid to speak right now. I think if you speak out and you don't just drink the bathwater, you're a pariah. You're viewed as ungrateful, or you're viewed as a bad fan. And it's like, no, we're sports fans. I want to parade down Woodward.
And see, I think for some, if you go out and get that impact player, you're now putting the bullseye on your back, saying our time is now and we need to win now. So long as you don't have that player, there's always the excuse, well, we're still a couple players away before we're a Super Bowl team.
And look, I don't think any of us are surprised. I think this is what Brad Holmes told you he was going to do. That doesn't mean you have to like it. Now, I'm accepting it. What choice do I have? I'm not going to freak out. I think the Lions are going to be very good next year. But I don't have to. Look, I told you from the very beginning, I have immense respect for what Holmes has built, what this team is, and what I think they can be. But this offseason, I was going to hold them to the Super Bowl standard of, like, it's time. For lack of a better term, I'd like to quote David's new quarterback, Lions Nation, let's ride. I thought this was going to be, hey, you got to bring in the investment in Aiden or a real impact, safer corner. I don't think there's anything safe about a dude that has had declining play for 3 years and has been injured for 3 years. That's hard for me to go.
16 games in 3 years.
And at least four every year. So it's a consistent thing. But is he good?
Here's the thing. Your schedule?
It's going to be a lot harder.
Yeah. You're going to be playing a lot. That first place schedule, a lot of playoff caliber teams. So imagine he's going to be gone for four games. Could be the games you play the Cowboys. Could be the game you play the Niners.
Let's hope he stays healthy.
Or you play the Packers. He's not there.
Let's hope he stays healthy.
Okay.
Just, you know, okay, it's your birthday. Don't be negative.
Okay.
No, but you're right. That's the type of stuff. You know, David made the point earlier. Like, What happens if Carlton Davis does what Carlton Davis does and all of a sudden he's hurt in the stretch run?
Yeah. Mosley, you didn't miss because you played a bad schedule. You won, and here's not your fault.
Here's the interesting part. They brought him back again. Now, again, it's basically free, not flipping out. But a guy off back-to-back blown ACLs, and I'm going,
what do you expect?
He's back in the room. Is he the same player?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I thought maybe they would go after an impact corner at 29, but now that you brought in two other corners, it lets me know that maybe in the third round you'll take a corner, best one available. Hope that you catch the next, Kirby Listen, Joseph.
I trust him drafting. There are no qualms there. The free agency stuff, I wish they'd approach it a little different.
I trust him drafting as well, but as you know, you're a Vegas guy. You got that hot hand in blackjack. Eventually, dealer's going to hit 21.
No, it ain't eventually. It's on a regular basis. 248-539-9797. So I'd love to get your guys' thoughts. Give me the one or two word descriptor of the Lions' free agency thus far. In your mind, guys. And I don't think there's wrong answers. We don't have to understand each other. We'll get ticket texts and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.